Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Wesley Wildman and Ray Pritchard, Ray's in Florida. And we're in Mississippi, and joining me also in studio now is Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Hey, good morning and afternoon, everybody. So it's afternoon for Ray. Are you the Florida man that they keep talking about, Ray?
I am the Florida man. During the break, I realized it's lunchtime here. It's noon here in Florida.
You're used to doing the show from Kansas City, which
that's right.
Central time zone.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to us, everybody, on to American Family Radio. If you want to go to our website, AFR.net, this show, we podcast, so you can listen on demand, and a lot of the other shows we have here on American Family Radio are offered in podcast form. How you doing today, brother?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, it's a good day so far.
Wearing the Paisley shirt.
Got the Paisley on.
Paisley going.
And I've got an AFA t-shirt underneath there, too. So this
Do you really?
Yeah. This is the youth conference, the last
That's
conference.
That's right. The Activate Summit.
Activate Summit.
Summit conference there. We had in Tupelo. You helped out with the youth.
I did.
Yep.
I want to finish our conversation. We were talking. Many of our listeners are familiar with the names Tucker Carlson, Candace Owen, those two in particular, but there's a lot of names that we could bring up, maybe not well known as those names, that make up the conservative podcast world out there, which has an enormous following. But there's a
civil war
going on right now within that camp.
Right,
you know what I'm talking about, Steve?
Yes, sir.
So we were talking about Candace Owen. She did, Wesley, you credited her. You said she did one of the best exposés about the Black Lives Matter movement, didn't she?
Yeah, she did a documentary on it, and I watched the whole thing, and it was phenomenal. Chelsea and I, we actually paid to watch it.
This is what, 4 or 5 years ago?
That's right. Yep. This has been in 2021, I believe it was, and watched it. And
now, wasn't she with Ben Shapiro?
At the time, they financially helped produce the film.
Daily Wire?
Yeah, and she was the host of the film, the documentary,
but she had built up a lot of credibility inside the conservative movement, right?
Yeah, she built that up. I know she's been there. I don't know if she's been to the Blaze. I can't remember, but she's been two or three stops before she's now independent on her own.
All right, Steve. If you don't know, Wesley will know, but I want to include you in the show, Steve.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
I want to build your
show. Good to be here.
Okay. So, do you know what the controversy is surrounding Candace Owen right now?
Well, we've talked a little bit about Tucker Carlson and his kind of
anti-Israel
stuff. Times three is probably where Candace Owen has probably landed. And I don't know why, because she was, like Wesley was saying, she was very solid back in the day. But like Tucker, it seems like as they get independent, she has kind of gone off the rails. She's gone as far as to say that Israel and Erica Kirk were involved in Charlie Kirk's assassination, which is just ludicrous. But this is what she's spouting out there.
Why would she do something like that?
Without the internet, this would not be possible. Are they looking for clicks? I don't know.
Is this the video going around? And Ray, feel free to comment on this if you want to. But is this the video going around where they have Frank Turek and some of the other people on the that were with Charlie that day doing hand signals and so forth, as if they were relaying to the shooter? Messages. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know that Candace Owen early on. Now, here's another problem with. Well, early on, she did have the same Frank Turek clip going around. But then she asked questions. You know, her way of journalism is putting something out there that's so outlandish and then following up, well, I'm just asking questions. And then when we get answers to
that's what Tucker Carlson does too.
But then it gets worse, because then after we do get clarification and answers to what she proposed,
I got you.
She doesn't follow up, and that's what makes people of sound mind very angry.
I got you.
We go from not listening to her to now we have to talk about her and criticize her when she otherwise is ideologically sound 90% of the time. Because she just proposed something that she's not going to follow up. When she's given the answer to the question, she doesn't come back and go, okay, now I have the answers.
I got you.
You know, so she just leaves it out there.
Yeah.
I think both Tucker and Candace, I think Donald Trump has broken both of them. I think they're trying to find a place on the right, which is unique. They're distancing themselves from the MAGA movement, from Trump. They wouldn't call it that, but they are, because even Donald Trump hasn't got anywhere near any of these conspiracy theories.
Okay, Ray, anything you want to say about what we just talked about? If not, I have a question relative to Israel for you. Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
Okay, here's the question. And we've talked about, related to what we were discussing here, because Candace Owen and Tucker Carlson both have outspoken critics of Israel and the Jews and that America, we're too, and American Christians, we're too tight with Israel because of our theological beliefs, not because of our rational beliefs. Have I got this right?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Yep. So let me ask you, Ray, on this. I think America's relationship to Israel, yes, does my theology matter in how I view Israel? Yes, it absolutely does. But I think our relationship to Israel, our special relationship with Israel as our top ally in the Middle East, if not the world, is worth protecting and preserving, and that Israel has a right to exist, and we should not take just a neutral position on the country of Israel, the nation of Israel, as these people like Tucker Carlson and Candace Owen and others, others on the right, some of them say we should take an adversarial position with Israel. Comment on that, if you would.
Well, first of all, you're exactly right that our theology, from our point of view, as Christian conservative evangelicals, we read the Bible, we see that God has a plan for the Jewish people, that God is the one who brought the ancient nation of Israel into being. And we believe that God had a hand in what happened in 1948, the incredible victory of the Jewish armies against all those Arab nations that came against them. We say it didn't happen by chance. We say
right.
The providential hand of God. So we as Christians see God's hand in that. And so we are very much inclined to, we're inclined in general to support Israel. And we defend fiercely Israel's right to exist, right? We say that. Now, what if somebody says, well, I don't look at it that way. I don't know the Bible. I don't know about this history. I don't know about this providential hand of God. Well, fine. Remember that less than a century ago, 80 years ago, there was a man in Germany who led a nation that spent untold amounts of money trying to wipe the Jewish people from the face of the earth. And he was successful to this extent that he basically erased Judaism from Germany and from Poland and from other European nations, so that 6 million Jews died during the Holocaust. If somebody hates the Jewish people that much, and then they become a democratic nation in the Middle East, it makes perfect sense from the days of Truman, going through Eisenhower and Kennedy, all the way on up to Donald Trump. Democrats and Republicans, though we disagree on so much, Tim, Americans generally have said Israel is our number one ally in the Middle East, and we ought to stand by her and defend her as much as we can. One other thing. Does that mean we have to agree with everything Mr. Netanyahu says? No. Does it mean we have to agree with every military decision or every particular policy?
Right.
No. But our general policy is right, that we are on the side of Israel, its continued existence, and its continued existence as a strong democratic state in the midst of the turmoil of the Middle East.
Hey, amen, brother. And I think it's unfair for people. I think I've heard Tucker put it this way. Well, you know, Tucker had to walk back his comments that he hated Christians who
were Christian Zionists.
Christian Zionists.
He hated them. Yeah. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And Mike Huckabee said, I have no idea that Tucker hated me. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Tucker did walk that back in the sense that Tucker's had to walk back a lot, quite frankly, because he says things in the heat of the moment in anger, and he admits to this, that he has to take back and walk back. You do that too many times, people just start saying, you know, you're just not credible anymore because you're always having to walk back stuff.
Yeah, okay? And you have the microphone. You know what you're about to go do, so you got more self-control in that.
Yeah, so he said he got angry, and he shouldn't have said that. I think he said something about the people I hate the most are Christian Zionists, or something like that, which would mean people like us, who support the nation of Israel. And as Ray said, that doesn't mean you have to agree with every single policy.
Sure.
But we do stand by the right to exist of Israel, and their enemies want to wipe them off the face of the earth. They don't agree with their right to exist, such as Hamas, for example. Now, do we wish a better life for the Arab people there, the Palestinian people? Yes, we do. In Gaza, and I hope the fighting is over and the warfare is over, and somehow they can build although you've seen those pictures, that's just rubble. They're going to have to, they're going to have to spend 10 years trying to, you know, rebuild physical buildings and streets and roads and schools and everything there in Gaza to have a decent life. But, you know, the reason that Gaza's in rubble is because they wanted because Hamas butchered those people and those Jewish people and some Christians too on that fateful day, October 7th, a couple of years back. So that's what started all this military conflict, and that's why they're in rubble.
Yep.
So go ahead, Steve.
I know you guys talked last hour about the UN Security Council and the peace plan that they've got.
They've adopted the Trump peace plan.
They have.
Yeah.
Hamas has rejected this now and said that doesn't meet their expectations, so they're out, which is no surprise to anybody that's been watching. But if you want the Palestinian people in Gaza to have better lives, they have to get rid of Hamas. They cannot do this.
Yeah, and Hamas is not in any position to negotiate any longer. They are pretty well, they've been pretty well squashed in terms of militarily by the Israelis.
But don't forget, they were voted into power in the first place, and from birth, Gazan children are taught to hate Israel and the Jews, and they are taught to
But if they want a chance at a better life for themselves and their children and their children's children, they will stop fighting Israel and go with the Trump peace plan and try to have some money invested into their rebuilding of a country, maybe not a country necessarily, but a region that they can call their own.
Don't be surprised if you learn that they don't want a better life.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. By the way, one other question about Tucker Carlson and Candace Owen. Who are then I know Ben Shapiro's. Who's criticizing them on the right? Ben Shapiro's been pretty, and Mark Levin too.
Mark Levin,
but they're both Jews.
They're both So you have that group that would be on the other side of things,
right?
And then you have those that are in the middle of the war between the conservative sides on this, like Steven Crowder. Steven Crowder, he would be more so in the middle of trying to figure it out. He would say things such as, Steven Crowder.
You listen to him, don't you?
I listen to him quite a bit. He's one that would, for our listeners, he is a conservative Christian podcaster. He is a lot more free with his language and his way of communicating than we can do on AFR. Nonetheless, ideologically, he's very close and aligned with our value, or we would share a lot
of our worldview.
Our worldview. And what his position would be on this is well, honestly, be very similar to what we communicated here. He does not like the idea of giving a lot of money to any country, including Israel, if they're misspending it. On the other hand, too, he doesn't mind asking questions about why Israel does certain things that they do, but he's not in the camp where he, if you do support them, that you, does that make sense? He would kind of be in between. He's, yeah. He would ask questions, but he wouldn't be, but he also not just support Israel. And
Without question. Next story, Steve.
All right. The House of Representatives is expected this afternoon to pass the Epstein Files Transparency Act.
All right.
Epstein Files.
I love this story, man. I can't get me enough of Jeffrey Epstein story.
So, a bipartisan group of lawmakers has issued a discharge petition. It's going to. The House
is going to be discharged.
It's going to be discharged. It's going to be voted on in the House. Then it goes to the Senate. It's questionable what will happen in the Senate. But basically, it is to release another tranche of Epstein files.
How many files do we have? My goodness, we've been releasing them since what, a year ago or so? release.
We're down to the point where obviously the files that include child pornography will never be released, and nor I don't think is anybody
called. Child pornography.
A lot of the files are. There are some child pornography pictures included in the Epstein files, Epstein's personal pictures, I guess. Those are, for obvious reasons, not going to be released. What's at issue now, I think what they're debating now, is some of the names in the files that are going to be released may be business associates of Jeffrey Epstein, but never visited the island, were never... linked to any of the sexual misconduct that he did. And if you...
Help me out here, because I've tried to follow this story, and I'm tongue in my cheek when I say... This Jeffrey Epstein story, I wish it would go away, okay? But I know why it doesn't, okay? Just for people who don't know, this guy, Jeffrey Epstein... was a New York socialite, right?
I guess fair.
He had a lot of money, and he hung out with all the celebrities. I say all. I mean, he was in that New York social life circle, right?
Right. Keep going.
All right. So Jeffrey Epstein was his name, and everybody knew who he was, and he ran around town, and he was friends with all the... And Donald Trump was in that camp. He was a New York... a mogul, socialite, real estate developer, had a number one hit TV show. So there are pictures of this. He hung around Jeffrey Epstein, like Bill Clinton hung around Jeff Epstein, although Bill Clinton hung around him more, evidently. So I'm just talking about all these people. A lot of the names, celebrities you would recognize, they ran in this circle of New Yorkers. Parties and events and TV shows and all this stuff. Anyway, so, but he was busted. Jeffrey Epstein was busted for pedophilia and trafficking. Am I right?
It's what's pederasty?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's pedophilia. They didn't have any young children, but there were underage girls, teenage girls.
Yeah. And he had an island in the Caribbean that he went to. All this is documented. He got sent to the federal pen.
Yep.
For this, and then he died mysteriously.
He committed suicide. He said, with scare quotes.
All right. So people say, well, he either committed suicide or somebody killed him.
Right.
Because if somebody killed him, they didn't want him talking.
Right.
From prison about other people who may have been involved with him that could have been part of a shadow government, right? This is where the conspiracy, and this is where the whole story. This is why basically the people who want the Epstein files, such as they are, released from the FBI, they would say, I want to know, or America needs to know, who got money from Jeffrey Epstein, who he hung around. And how influential it was on politics and the White House and our government. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why is it in the news again? Because we thought like you say, they've released records of records. Well, you remember the shutdown happened, and guess who lost. The Democrats lost the shutdown issue when it was reopened, and so they pivoted immediately towards, they released some documents, Ray, they had masked the name of a victim, which comes to, we've come to find out, is a victim, a person who said that Donald Trump was innocent, so that's why they masked the
innocent
name.
Innocent of what?
Innocent of any wrongdoing with regard to sexual misconduct.
Oh, yeah.
So the Democrats seized on this as a way to divert attention for the fact that they lost the shutdown debate, right?
Hold on a second. Let me ask you. Yeah. Let me ask. You got a quote from Chuck Schumer?
I do.
Okay.
Chuck, yeah.
Chuck Schumer, the Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat, was asked President Trump has brought up the subject related to this, that if there's anything that he had done wrong, the Democrats would have released it when Biden was in office, right?
Right.
And that's that's a very strong point.
And Biden had access, the Biden administration had access to all of these files, the whole
Biden
four
didn't
years.
Know he had access.
No, but his FBI did.
Well, he didn't know what he had for breakfast, sadly. Right. But anyway.
Comey and everybody else knew, had access to
files.
So
they had something on there that was
on Trump.
Anybody.
Yeah, because the Democrats controlled the White House and the Justice Department.
Four
so
years.
If they had stuff... They had the Epstein files.
Yeah.
If they had stuff on Trump, they would have released prior to him running for office.
You have to believe. They were looking for anything to tar and feather.
So this is what Chuck Schumer was asked yesterday, and he doesn't even know who. Go ahead.
Chuck Schumer was asked at a press conference why they didn't call for the release during the Biden administration. Why didn't Biden release the files? This is how he answered that. Cut 12.
Senator, on that note, just I guess a question that's out there. Why wouldn't they have been released the last 4 years when President Biden was in office?
Well, that's the question every American is asking. Not every American, but so many Americans are asking. What is he hiding? Why doesn't he want them released?
Hey,
did he not hear the question?
He already had a predetermined statement. That's what that was. He already had his statement out, and he was ready to go.
So he sounded like he's saying, "What is Biden hiding?"
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Which is a good question.
Like he said, it's a fair question, and all the Americans.
We're all asking.
Yeah.
You asked me if there were any follow-up questions. I looked and looked and looked and could not find any record of any follow-up questions. I couldn't even find that particular press conference. But
you know,
I don't know if there was.
It's my opinion. I'm not going to help those that are conspiratorial here because on this one I'm not so much. I think that there are times that you can't release things for legal reasons. And I believe that those that are in charge of this issue or these files, that if they thought there was something that would be
incriminating
to anyone, that they would do. I think this is only serves to protect those that we mentioned this morning in the show meeting, protect those whose names on the list for different reasons and for people to... to prevent people from ruining
their lives. Did a business deal with Jeffrey Epstein that had nothing to do with the sexual misconduct and your name appeared on the list, all of a sudden now your name is linked with Jeffrey Epstein. See. That could really harm
especially at this point in the story.
Yeah. Okay, we're out of time. We thank you for yours, folks. Thanks for listening to today's issues here on American Family Radio. Steve, thank you.
My pleasure.
Wesley, thank you.
Yes.
Ray, appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks.
And our thanks to Chris Woodward, Tony Vitagliano, and Dr. Ian. I treat shark bites day.
By day, by night.
He treats shark bites by day and night, he said, who joined us from Cocoa, Florida. All right, have a great afternoon, everybody. Stay with us. Keep listening to American Family Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.